The Iranian Revolution, aligning pre-rapture coalitions. I'm going to give you a quote from the Jewish historian Josephus as he was talking about the giants that existed in the Old Testament. Here's what he said in his book, Antiquities of the Jews. There were till then left a race of giants who had bodies so large and countenances so entirely different from other men that they were surprising to the sight and terrible to the hearing. Two things. When you saw them, it brought fear. When you heard what they were doing, it brought fear. The Lord gave me a word some time back, and I want to share that word with you. He said, when the last of the giants fall in our generation, it will initiate the final outpouring of my spirit in Joel chapter 2. When the last of the giants fall. And I knew what he was speaking to me about. I knew that in the time of David, there were five giants in the land. There was Goliath, Saph, Ishbibenoth, and Lami, who was Goliath's brother. And the giant from Gath with six fingers on each hand, six toes on each feet. And David and his men destroyed those giants, all five of them. And when they did, Solomon's reign followed, and a reign of peace came to the Holy Land for a period of 40 years after the death of the five giants. Now, here's the application I want to give you. The last of the giants, in my opinion, and I know we can talk about India, we could talk about the different religions of the world, but the real giants that are in the earth today is Islamic fanaticism. Radical Islam, as we would call it. Not all Muslims are radical by any means, but there is an element of radical Islam. And I believe that when the last of these giants falls, that there will come a season of peace that the Bible talks about in 1 Thessalonians, they shall cry peace and safety. But then for a short period of time, there'll be peace, but then sudden destruction shall come upon them as a woman in travail. And I believe that what we're seeing happen with the Iranian Revolution and what is called the Abraham Accords is the clash between the giants. We have a giant as a leader. He's like Goliath. You can't shut him up. Just stop trying. He's going to say what he wants. He's going to do what he wants. And that's just how it's going to be. But you have to have a giant killer to take on giants. You have to have someone that speaks that language and understands what you're dealing with, like David did back in the time of David with his mighty men. Now, I'm telling you, the reason I'm sharing this with you is Matthew 24:14 said, the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then the end would come. I'm telling you, the gospel of Jesus must go into the Islamic nations of the world, or Matthew 24 cannot be fulfilled. If it doesn't go to the Islamic nations, Matthew 24:14, for the end to come, then the end can't come unless it also goes to those 50-some Islamic nations that are in the world. The Joel 2 revival will come, according to Joel 2, sons and daughters prophesying, old men dream dreams, young men see visions. And it says in Joel 2, it comes before the great and terrible day of the Lord. That revival comes before the tribulation takes place. For that revival to come, giants are going to have to fall. Can you see where we're at? So we're now in the giants slowly falling with transition of kingdoms and the powers of the world and nations, leading us to the gospel being preached around the world, leading us to the great revival that's going to take place. For a moment, I want to share with you, though, something about the five giants that were hindering Israel in the time of David. There's a little parallel going on here to our time. Goliath was from a place called Gath. Gath was in the area about 40 miles or so from Gaza Strip. Anybody ever heard of the Gaza Strip? Anybody ever heard of Gaza? And he was a Philistine from the land of Gath, who fell, and when he fell, transition came to the kingdom of Israel under David and Solomon. When you look at this, Goliath from Gath, which is near the area of Gaza, and he also, that territory is called Palestine, according to some people who lived there, especially the Arab-speaking people, or the Palestinians who lived there. So we have Goliath, Philistia, the Philistine. We have Goliath from Gath. We have Gaza. We have Hamas in Gaza. We have Philistia, Philistines. We have all Palestine. See, all this comes together with this idea of the giants that existed in the land. Let me tell you who they were again. Ishbibenoth, Saph, Lami, Goliath's brother, a giant from Gath. And there's also one, we have to add Goliath in there as well. Those are the four, though, that without Goliath's name mentioned. In 2 Samuel chapter 21, 20, there's a really strange verse that says, the giant from Gath had six fingers on each hand and six toes on each feet. Now, there's another giant in the earth. There were five giants in David's day. There are five tech giants, and that's what they're called, that exist in Silicon Valley. And when they create AI, I don't know if you've noticed this, it's very difficult to tell the real thing from the fake thing, but you can tell it by the number of fingers on the hand of the AI person. Because AI adds a sixth finger on every hand. And the last giant had six toes on each foot and six fingers on each hand. See, all this are what I call hints. It's not a major prophecy. It's not a major prophecy fulfillment. It's not some great revelation. It's a little hint, a small clue, another little hint that ties into historical things that have happened that helps us to understand what Ecclesiastes said. The thing which has been is that which shall be, and that which has been done is that which shall be done. Give the Lord a hand right quick, if you will. Now, there were giants in the Old Testament. There are giants today. The main stronghold of the giants of both worlds, the time of Solomon and David, the time, actually, if we go back to the days of Noah, Solomon and David, the giants today, the main stronghold is the area of the Middle East. In 1979, Jimmy Carter began to make an agreement with Egypt. It actually was a result of Israel defeating Egypt in some of the wars that were taking place at that time. And Egypt made peace with Israel. In 1994, agreements were made with Israel and the country of Jordan for peace. And they still continue to this day, especially economic association. In 2020, there was something formed called the Abraham Accords. It had four nations involved. In 2026, with the Iranian war taking place, which they call it a revolution and not a war, 47 years, the Iranians were ruled by religious fanatics until President 47 took on those 47 years. Just a parallel, just an interest, point of interest. And there have been what's called revolutions in Iraq, Libya, Syria, Kuwait, Egypt, and all of these basically are Arab nations. What is interesting when you look at this is this was called the Arab Spring. Happened a few years ago. This is where it started. Now, most of us here, if we use a translation of the Bible, we will use, most of us, either the New King James Translation or the 1611 King James Version. And that's what I learned to quote. So the reason I use the King James so much is if I start reading another version, my mind kicks back in King James. So it confuses my brain. So anyway, there's a translation of the Bible, however, called the George Lamsa Translation. And George Lamsa translated the Bible from the Peshitta, which is the Aramaic text. And he came to the word for wars and rumors of wars. And he looked at the Aramaic word, and that word, instead of being translated wars, he translated it as revolutions. So it would read like this. In the last days, there shall be revolutions and rumors of revolutions. Now, see, we have fought World War I. We have fought World War II, We have fought the Vietnam War. We have fought the Yom Kippur War. Israel actually did that. We have fought the Gulf War. We have fought the Second Gulf War. We have been involved in wars. But for the first time in my lifetime, they are calling the war with Iran the Iranian Revolution. There will be revolutions. And so I'm going to key up on that about the revolutions. Matthew 24 and 6 in the Lamsa translation. You are bound to hear of revolutions and rumors of wars. Mark 13 verse 7 in that translation. When you hear of wars and rumors of revolutions. Luke 21 and verse 9. And when you hear of wars and revolutions, do not be afraid. And again, this was taken from the Aramaic translation, a little bit different than our translation with the King James came from and that type of thing. Modern translators interpret Matthew 24, those verses I just read to you in Matthew 24, 6, Mark 13, 7, Luke 21 and 9. They translate those as insurrections, rebellions, and disturbances. And the Iranian war, the Iranian revolution has insurrections involved. The people are raising up. It has rebellions involved, rebelling against the government. It has disturbances involved. So all these things that are translated using different words, we all see in one war that our eyes are seeing and our ears are hearing right now. Now, one of the things I want to bring out to you, and we have brought out just for the sake of old times, Nebi. Somebody give Nebi a hand. You've seen Nebi on television. He's very famous. The reason we call him Nebi is in the second chapter of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar had a very strange vision of which he saw an image of a man. And the image of a man was a metallic image. It was not made of one particular metal. It actually had several different types of metals on it. And for you that may be new, Daniel chapter 2, he saw a head of this man in gold. And then as he got down to the neck, where he got to the arms, two arms and the chest, all of that was the metal silver. When he got to the waist, there's a waistband here. The waist area was in brass. And then he noticed that the image, as a human man had two legs on it. And these two legs were iron legs. And as these legs went down to the 2 feet became clay, like a miry type of clay, and they became a mixture of clay and iron. And then from those two separate feet, came 10 toes. Now I want you to notice that on each foot, God is very specific how he does this. God is very specific of keeping this image all the way to the last days, exactly like I'm showing you. When you get to the 10 toes, they're a mixture of iron and clay, and you have five on one foot, and you have five on the other foot. Now, we could tell you this is Babylon, head of gold, Media Persia, chest and arms of silver. After the Media Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, the Brass Empire, then it came Rome, the Iron Kingdom of Rome, as it was called. And it was divided eventually between the West and the East, between Rome, Italy, and Istanbul, Turkey, or Constantinople. And that's how it was divided, between an Eastern Rome and a Western Rome. And then it has to come out. Look, it has to come out this way. It has to come out into 2 feet, 2 feet of iron and clay. And one foot is east. The other foot is west, because it has to continue on these legs all the way into that. And then out of those 2 feet will come five major nations and another five major nations. When combined together under the Antichrist, they become the Antichrist and his 10 kings. And that's where we're headed. Now, I want to go over here to the larger image. And I'm just going to tell you, of everything that we have ever created or made, this is my favorite. Sometimes I just want to pick it up and knock people in the head with those feet. I mean, I was very, Rick, I don't know how you were growing up. I was so mischievous. My mama said, you were never a troublemaker, Perry. You were so sweet. But dear Lord, you were the most mischievous. I took my dad's ties one time, ties, church ties, and tied them up to my wagon and ran it through the mud puddle with a little with my dog in it. Wrecked his ties. So I wasn't mean, I was mischievous. My dad may differ with you on the mischievous part, I don't know. But I want to show you this. Now what I want to do, focus on this for a moment, and the scripture should come on the screen because I want you to look at the scripture. This is the book of Daniel once again, and this is Daniel 2, 41 through 44, and he is describing the 2 feet and 10 toes that I showed you on the image, but we have the larger version over here on this side, and that's what I want you to focus on. Whereas you saw the feet and toes, two different things, feet and toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, this kingdom, the last day kingdom, shall be divided. Yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mixed with ceramic clay. And as the toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw the iron mixed with the ceramic clay, they, these are people now, will mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. And in the days of these, this is the important verse. In the days of these kings, these 10 kings, the 10 toes, 10 kings, these 10 big toes over here, 10 last day kings, in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom that shall not be destroyed. And the kingdoms, you need to start clapping in advance right there. This is where it gets interesting. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms. That means all these, the Babylons, the Medo-Persians, the Greeks, these nations, these empires, these nations that still exist, by the way, some with different names. He's going to come crashing down and this is going to just defeat all the nations. They will be subjected to him. So he'll break them in pieces, consume the kingdoms, and his kingdom, somebody say his kingdom, kingdom, shall stand forever. That's a good place. Wow. Now, what I want to do for a moment is take you, and I hope you guys will kind of zoom out a little bit here where people can kind of see this a little bit well, what I'm about to do. We blew this up so it would be bigger for people to see. Now, once again, we've come through this. We have two legs of iron. East and west of the Roman Empire. Rome, Italy was the west. Now, while the Roman Empire, as we knew it politically, fell, it did not fall through the Roman Church. The Roman Church continued to appoint kings and it continued to appoint leaders. It existed. It still exists to this day. So the western part of this Iron Kingdom was in existence for quite some time. And we could get into the Byzantine Empire ruling for a little over 1,000 years and all of that's very interesting. So the Byzantine, you had Rome, and then you had the Byzantine Empire. In fact, I said we could get into it, we're going to. So that's the eastern part of the Roman Empire. Constantine went to build a new Rome, he went over into what we today call Turkey. You know, the scholars call it Asia Minor in the time of the early church, but it's actually the country of Turkey. And he went into Turkey, and there were seven, and Rick's been there many times. There are seven churches mentioned in the book of Revelation. Am I right? All of them are in Turkey, modern day Turkey. And so these nations, I'm sorry, churches mentioned in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 are all in the area of Turkey. Now, at Turkey is a place that Constantine named Constantinople, built on seven hills. Constantinople later would become an area called Istanbul, and it would be Istanbul, Turkey, because Constantinople was overtaken by the Muslims. Rick could probably tell me the exact year when it happened, 14 something. That's something I know something Rick don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm playing with you. But the Muslims overran it and they took over St. Sophia's church, turned it into a mosque. But the Byzantines ruled for 1,000 years approximately. And we don't have time to go into that. This is a study in itself of the 2 feet and 10 toes. But here's what I want to show you. When you get down to the 2 feet, you're still west and east, but you've got a mixture of iron and a mixture of clay. Now, one of the early fathers said that in this vision of Daniel, that the clay represents democracy. because Greece was a democracy. And Greece, we pattern, the United States patterns a lot of our government buildings, a lot of our history on the ideas of the Greeks and the Romans. Most of you know that if you've ever studied the architecture of Washington, D.C. But watch what I'm going to show you, because this gets interesting. When you look at the 2 feet, you still have to keep them east and west. In the east was communism. In the east was, at the time, the Soviet Union, which for a long time was the Iron Curtain, they called it. Isn't it interesting? It was nicknamed the Iron Curtain. And we have a 2 feet that are a part of iron and a part of clay. It's a mixture. The world's premier prophetic voices were all in one location for an end-time prophetic summit. The 2026 conference messages are now available, unedited, on DVDs, CDs, MP3 audio, and on digital download. 7 speakers, 14 messages in 3.5 days. Attendees called this a Bible school in a vinyl case. Here are the message titles. Jonathan Cahn preached on war harbingers in Persia and gave us an update on America's demonic battle. Rick Renner preached 3 messages, powerful Greek word studies concerning your personal spiritual warfare, breaking down the details of second coming signs, the rapture and the revealing of the restrainer, and then this great message called The Mystery of the Holy Spirit from the original Greek New Testament. Joseph Z., How to Keep Revelatory Movements Alive in the Earth and Mastering Your Prophetic Experiences. Bill did one of the greatest messages I ever heard. It's called The Mingling of the Iron and Clay Has Begun. Dr. Brian Cutshaw came in with the fire and anointing of God and preached today's battle for Holy Ground, the final Ishmael and Isaac clash. Jeremiah Johnson taught a word called The 5 Satanic Strategies Before You Birth a Breakthrough. My 5 messages were the Iranian Revolution and the aligning of the last coalitions. Then I preached when God sends a warning to you through your pets and animals. The 3rd message was called America and Jerusalem's Coming for Your Harbingers. The next message was how, when, and why the earth and heavens will melt with fire. And the final message I preached was Prince Spirits and Archangels, the battle for the fulfillment of the prophecies. The 14 audio CDs are $65 a set. The 14 DVDs are $95 a set. And you can also get the USB flash drive for $65, and you can look into getting digital downloads. There is an offer number for each one of these. It is important to get the right offer number when you're ordering, whether it be CD, DVD, or whatever the case may be. Now, you can order online at perrystone.org, or you can call toll-free 1-888-21-BREAD. Or if you'd like to mail a check for the amount and also put what you're ordering with the offer number, you can go to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and remember, put the offer number in there as well. You need to get started in your personal study. This was the greatest prophetic summit or conference I've ever been in, and I want you to hear everything that was said. God bless you. A lot of you have been waiting for the International Prophetic Summit DVD, CDs, and the MP3 flash drive to become available. They are now available. The reason we didn't make them available earlier is because we have programs that are pre-arranged and so on and so forth. So you're going to be seeing some excerpts of the meeting. Now, people get frustrated with me because they say, why don't you show the whole thing? One, we don't have time. Number two, it would take 3 programs and you would still not get the end of it. And then we'd get complaints from folks, where's the rest of the program? So what we do, we show an excerpt of the 5 services where I preached, but then the rest of the meat and the nuggets and all the details are on the recordings that we're making available. Second thing I'd like to share with you is that there are things that we edit out, because I have learned a long time ago that when you put on social media of any form or television, certain things that stirs people up, your people have to deal with listening to phone calls, listening to people cursing you out, listening to people disagreeing. So we just don't do that. We give you the excerpt, that's it. And then if you don't want the material, fine. But if you're interested in all of those messages that were preached by the speakers, this is the opportunity for you to make your order and just enjoy hour after hour of brand new, fresh insight. Speaking of fresh insight, these messages that we're going to be preaching at these churches are all new. We prepare them individually for the different churches as the Lord leads us. Christ Temple Church, Huntington, West Virginia, August the 7th through the 9th. That's on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Family Faith Church in Willis, Texas, on the 14th and 15th of August. And then we will go to the campus in Huntsville on Sunday morning and Sunday night. And then we have Mercy and Grace Cathedral in Springdale, Arkansas, August the 22nd through the 23rd. And I also want to make you aware, and this is very, very important, we have been announcing our Legacy Club. And this is something that we've just started, in which we go through thousands and thousands of cassettes. And so here's what you get. You will get a special video from a meeting in the past or a teaching that we did in the past. You will get two, and we're going to add another cassette, three messages that were cassette messages that are now available through the Legacy Club. And then you will receive a bonus teaching from a mentor of mine. And these are powerful. We're picking them out personally. Now, they're not on cassettes. They're not on DVDs. They're on the internet. But for $30 a month, you can get about $50 worth of material every month. Some of these go back to 1978, 1984, in the big meetings that went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. So call, contact us or go online at perrystone.org for Legacy Club information. And also, we will be having our anniversary homecoming, 50 years of ministry, October 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. You can get that information from perrystone.org, and you will have to register for that particular event. So, best thing to do, perrystone.org, Perrystone Ministries Facebook page, Perrystone YouTube channel. We have a lot of resources out there, teaching out there, and we also want to thank our partners and our hundreds of new partners that are joining with us to help reach the world with the gospel. We'll see you next week. I want you to join me and our entire family for a one-time historic event. On Tuesday night, October 6th through Saturday, October the 10th, Pam and I will host our 50th anniversary of ministry in Cleveland, Tennessee. This is our homecoming event. I have five new messages, including a major prophetic update. Special morning speakers are going to be John Brevere, Mario Morello, and Dr. Tim Hill. Lyndall Cooley will be leading us in worship. But listen to this. You're going to enjoy some of the best gospel music on the planet. Southbound is coming. Lee University Campus Choir, Old Tradition from Kentucky, Brian Free and Assurance, and many others. And don't forget Pam's Fall Festival on Saturday afternoon. It's fun. It's fellowship. It's food. It's fantastic. Now, the event is free to attend. However, you must register at perrystone.org. Do it today.